Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, part one of a two-part CeFi Luna meme trolley space. I don't even know what this is, but let's take a listen.
Okay, I guess we have a room again. Here we go.
Yeah, well, I would pick XRP because it's cheaper, and Luna doesn't have any use cases. They're all bogus. XRP. XRP army.
But the thing is, like, I'm thinking of joining the XRP army because, like, I don't know. It seems like it's going to take over the world. Like, convince me that I'm wrong.
I was just on a flight, and this dude was literally showing XRP to me for, like, 20 minutes. I'm sitting there like, oh, my gosh. They're actually real humans.
Yeah, but, like what, but give me the pitch. Like, what's the deal?
He told me, I mean, I don't like XRP. I have a moon in my emoji for a reason. But yeah, he told me that they had a lot of partnerships. That was his that was his I guess thesis for buying XRP. And then he talked about how he can do cross border transfers, and I basically told him, I was like, that's blockchain technology, you know? Like, what you're shilling like, isn't different than any other crypto.
Wait, but someone's got to come up and explain to me though, like, okay. So I'm a bank, right? So, like, do I need to have XRP to, like, do things? Or is it, like, do you pay for shit on the network? Like, what does it do? Someone needs to explain XRP to me. But I'm pretty sure, like, the XRP army sounds very convincing. The lunatics sound like idiots, basically. And I heard, like, that someone said that Celsius had, like, 2.5% interest on XRP. So I figured I would sell my Luna and buy that. Am I wrong?
From my understanding, I think it's like their biggest selling point is that the banks are all going to have to switch over, right? ISO 20222 or whatever it's called, are all going to have to switch over to that structure, that network and stuff. And that's their whole stance. Like, oh, you're basically just getting in the seed round for banks.
Wait, so like there's a rule somewhere for this? Oh yeah, Peter, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so I actually read a little conspiracy theory that this whole Russia-Ukraine thing is so that the banks can actually make the switch over to the system. And so by all of these weird financial things of, like, you know, cutting Russia off or sending aid to Ukraine or whatever the case may be, that they're going to kind of maybe use this as a catalyst to, like, I guess, rip the Band-Aid and convert over to this, like, new banking system of that ISO, I don't know what it is, ISO 2020 or whatever.
Well, like, holy shit, no wonder the Ukrainians are pissed then. I mean, like, isn't that, like, the XRP army, is that, like, a good thing? So, I don't know. I'm confused. You got, like, I don't know, you have to walk me off this cliff here. Big T, what do you think?
Are you okay, Seffy?
I mean,
came in asking about Shiba. Now you're going to XRP.
I mean, I read the subheader and said, should I get Lunar XRP? And I would definitely buy XRP. It is the fastest. It's scalable. We have the best community. We're going to the moon. The use case and utility, it's off the charts.
Don't forget the price is extremely fucking stable.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee you with fair certainty.
So you're saying like zero. It's pretty much like financial advice that if I buy it, like it's going to like go up.
Oh, or... yeah, but the technology is what we're in it for. You know, it's so innovative.
The tech? Wait, what is the tech? Does anyone actually know? Just curious.
Yeah, you can 3 years ago you could have bought a cheeseburger with it. Now you can't even buy anything with it.
So hold on, Seffy. I just Googled XRP and is it a good investment? This is what it says. It is very much worth investing in XRP because not only is it a smart choice in the cryptocurrency space for its differences, it's also a coin that is on the lower side at the moment. That means there is a lot of room to reach higher. So there you go. I just answered it for you.
Wait, who wrote that, Lucky?
I don't know. Really lower than a dollar.
Is that like a robo article? What are we talking about here?
I don't know.
I have a bunch of friends who are wondering when they're going to make some money on it. If we could answer that soon.
Big T said like that's like next week, dude. It's mooning.
Oh, okay, right? Cool.
So like,
they're actually down. They're down this. From like a year or two ago. So I was just going to let them know.
No, that's why we're discussing this like right now before it happens, so that like if we're all gonna like use all of our Anchor borrow power or like just sell all of our Luna and go to XRP now, like, yeah, we might as well do it in conjunction like one of these Discord groups or pump groups or whatever, right? Like it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, I like Discord. I Discord is perfect.
So like we should make like an XRP army Discord group and just like
we could whitelist literally everyone. We could whitelist all of them.
Oh, whitelist anybody that shows up.
Yeah, you're in the club. You got to pay them.
Oh, you have to pay an XRP to get in, though.
Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, naturally, it's a bank.
Jeez. Okay. Anyway. All right. So
I think the only way to solve this, Steffi, is have you debate an XRP maxi live on Twitch, and you have to argue the inverse of your point of view why you should not invest in XRP, why you should not invest in Luna. Best man wins.
No one's going to show up for that to fight him.
Well, I don't know. No one's shown up yet. I'm waiting for someone to convince me. So, like, I was just trying to see what would happen because I don't get it still. I was asking a little bit about the, Shiba Inu use case, but apparently there's, like, I don't know, all the world's video games are being built on it or, like, one or two or something.
It's called the Shibarium. In the circles, you call it the Shibarium.
What in the hell is a Shibarium?
It's like the Shib Army, but like it's a different terminology. So like it's just the Shibarium. I don't know. People say it.
It's the insane asylum for Shiba. Oh, Maxis.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of a joke. Like, hey, get in the Shibarium, dude. You don't know what you're saying.
So like, yeah, Big T, like, okay. So like, let's say I want to learn more about like Shib, right? Like, so I want to go and like get into that. So what community are you recommending? Like,
well, step one is you jump off a bridge.
Well, because all of these like Luna developers and nerds are like, they're just not any fun. So like, the thing is like, we need to have like more maybe booze involved or something. I don't know. But like, there's something's not right.
They're weirdos. They're
some weird. Weed. Maybe weeds are it.
Yeah. Just,
no, the starting supply of Shiba is 1 quadrillion, just to say, you know, Seffy.
So, in other words, it's good.
It's actually really good.
Population
growth, we can keep up with the population growth.
You guys aren't doing the math properly. You're way late on Luna. Like, Luna's already $100, but all of these ones are under $1. So that means that they have more upside, right? That's how you have to think about it.
I have to use a laser pointer to count the zeros on it. No one.
Yeah, I have a hard time, like, my bag of Safe Moon, so I have a hard time figuring out how much I have at any given moment, all right? So, like, let me tell you how this worked out. So, I bought some Safe Moon, I gotta like figure out, let me see, how much was it? Okay, so I bought like 16, I think, billion or million, I don't know what it was, like SafeMoon tokens, all right? And the promise was that, oh, and by the way, to get that to my wallet, I had to lose 10% of it, by the way.
I remember that. I did the same thing.
Okay, so what happens here is you lose 10% of your SafeMoon by moving it from an exchange where you buy it, like, I don't remember where it was, somewhere on like some Binance Smart Chain exchange of some kind. And you get this. And why was I doing this, by the way? It's because like one of the people I work with, this girl was like, you know, like, I'm going to like make it rich on SafeMoon. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm in with you. Like, you know what you're doing. So I decided to get some because she was like sitting there and I was like, all right, I'll buy whatever you buy. So, okay, fine. So the SafeMoon, like, is some sort of exchange that had SafeMoon. I don't remember what it was on Binance. It's like a pretty convoluted process to sort of get to BSC or a BNB or whatever in the first place. Get over there, get my SafeMoon. And apparently, so you just to get it to my wallet, mind you, this is a trust wallet. And this is the first time I've had to use a trust wallet, by the way, which was like an interesting experience in itself. But anyway, like my SafeMoon gets there. And I think it was like around $1,200 worth, I think, that I just sort of like pushed a button. Yeah, I know, I'm an idiot. So I bought this thing and I was interested in like the social experiment of this like deflationary coin. Here's Pantera. He's going to say something funny. here's this deflation. So I get this coin, right? And getting this to my
Hello,
wallet.
Hello, everyone. I don't want to interrupt you guys. Can I speak?
Yeah, sure, yeah, Moses. Why not?
You didn't interrupt. Don't worry. Go ahead.
You didn't interrupt anything. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I am from another part of the world, and I am so lucky to join on your spaces.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, by the way, don't buy any SafeMoon. I'm just kidding, by the way.
yeah, for sure. I am looking for donation from my little brother who is on my profile on my GoFundMe page on my account.
Oh my gosh. what to do about that? You're looking for a donation?
Yeah, I'm looking for a donation. I created a GoFundMe page. I put it on my account so that people can reach out and donate for me to take my brother to the hospital.
That sounds pretty rough. Like, do you have like a trust wallet? Yeah, like where you can get SafeMoon?
I do have a GoFundMe page where I put on my account so that people can donate from there.
Okay, well, I guess people can follow you and like figure that out. We'll get back to what we're talking about, which is like really important stuff like SafeMoon.
Yeah. People can follow their heart to support me and take my brother to the hospital.
Yeah, I'm sure people will be like right on it. So yeah, just wait for the like donations. Give us just a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, that was interesting. All I put was XRP in the title, and like this is what happens.
God, I'm going to hell.
We're definitely going to hell. That's a given.
Can you add or Shiba after XRP? Can you just add that?
Okay, all right. Let me fix this. Hold on.
Because then I think we can get a bunch more of, conversations going.
Yeah, I mean, these are important discussions. All right, so.
Just put, come to XRP.
Pantera, you there? Pantera has something to interject already, so I want to hear it. Like, he's probably has something funny to say. What's that, man?
First of all, I want to donate to that guy. We should have got his GoFundMe URL. Oh,
did I kick him too fast?
No, I think you picked them at just the right time. I like the conversation about Ripple, actually, because I think there's a lot of crypto noobs out there that get sucked in through something like SHIB or something like XRP or
Saitama.
Yeah, Cardano or whatever. But I'm actually sitting here doing research now on Ripple to try and make the bullish case for it for you, Seffy. So let me compile my notes. And you know what? You know what's actually helpful
about
this?
That actually could end up being a good like video. actually.
The bullish case for Ripple for lunatics?
Yeah, obviously. Like, why should you sell all your Luna and buy Ripple immediately? Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Seffy, you need to add a Doge in the title, too. We got to get them all in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, we just need to smack in as many as we can possibly get.
Yeah,
here.
Nah, I mean, you can even, you might as well, you can even do ADA. We could even do ADA for to bring everybody in.
You leave the IBC out of this.
Make, that's a bit Seffy, make the title Why I'm Selling My Luna for XRP, Chiba, Doge, ADA.
Hold on, let me get some fresh powder of UST in my wallet before you do that, Seffy.
Could you also FUD Kuji at the same time so I can buy some more?
You know what's going to happen? Like, this is the real reality behind these, you know, fantastic investments. That somebody in here that's representing, you know, whatever community it is they're going to go back to their actual Twitter space and be like, there's this guy. His name is Seffy. He's got 20,000 followers, and he's a whale. We're about to go to the moon. And then
he's an influencer. Don't listen.
We really want to start the party. We can add Hex up there.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No,
yes.
No, dude, no, no.
Bring it on. Let's fucking go.
No, that draws a line.
Big T's I'm got not a doing the tick.
Yeah, I've been fighting those fuckers for like 8 weeks straight.
Uh-oh, Hutch somehow figured about this. Don't tell Hutch we're selling our Luna.
No, we are for XRP.
I've been
trying to buy Hex for a while. I can't figure it out.
I feel that XRP has got utility, right? But you know, you can if you're thinking of making money, which is why we are in crypto. If you're thinking of hedging funds and making money, then XRP is not the way. But XRP has got some utility in the fact that it goes faster. You know, it transfers faster. But man, XRP is not the way to make money.
I didn't know it went faster. I gotta get some now.
I thought that's what Solana was for, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, XRP is actually quick. Actually, XRP is quick, real quick and cheap. But the thing, compared to what we have here, we have Luna, XRP, Shiba, and ADA. Man, XRP, Shiba, and ADA. Wow. I mean,
what I'm saying is, you really should.
We're still missing Doge.
I heard you should diversify. So that's like, that's the real reason to change the topic. But
if I was to diversify, if crypto was left with Luna, XRP, and Shiba and ADA, I'll be all in on Luna. And this is not hate speech. But come on, XRP is. If you had gotten into Luna this 1 year ago today, how much was Luna? Can anyone remember?
Like a buck or something.
Exactly.
It was probably up to like $5-6 already.
Right. And XRP was how much?
Probably right where it is right now.
It might have been like a little higher. Over a dollar, maybe a little over.
Yeah,
a
dollar. But it's probably higher.
And ADA was how much?
What is the demand for XRP? That's like, what drives demand for the token? Because I understand that they're like partnered with a million banks and they're the fastest platform. But
it was Bitcoin in 2017. Why not just use that technology?
Funny enough, a year ago they were both worth about a dollar. Actually,
I think this would be a fair play, Safi. I think you should do, I'm selling my UST for a basket of XRP, Shiba, and ADA, not Luna. Come on. I think that would be a fair play.
No, I need more discounted Luna.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the sell to happen. Come on.
Let me tell you what happened to my SafeMoon, my SafeMoon situation. So you can sort of like, tell me if I should buy a lot more or like what's going on here. So the story I was telling was, so I buy SafeMoon on this exchange, kind of a pain in the ass to get there. And then I've got like $1,200 worth of SafeMoon, like, you know, which is, you know, you could probably like save for like a child's college, or like even send it to Africa to save that dude's brother, like, who has to go to the hospital or whatever. But like, instead I decided to waste it on like this particular project. And so the concept was like, and there was like all sorts of buzz going on, right? Like, we're going to be like putting nanotech covered windmills in Gambia to power cell phone networks, which sounded really pretty compelling. Like, you know, I don't know too much about nanotechnology, but like, you know, anything with the word nanotechnology and it's going to go up. So I figured, like, let's get some of this. So my SafeMoon at $1,200, the way it works is, like, first off, you lose 10% of it the moment you transfer it to any address, because like that's part of the fee for like doing business. 5% of it that I lost goes to all the other kids in the network, or maybe more windmills or some shit. I'm not really sure where it went, but it just sort of like vaporized. The other 5%,
they were threatened.
What's that?
Oh, they were threatened children, I heard.
Oh, I don't know about that. But anyway, yeah, I'm sure it's like cured like human hunger or something. But anyway, so the other 5% went and just got burned. All right, so that was pretty cool. So, like, the concept here is, like, they were going to get, like, a, what do you call it? They were putting together, like, a wallet and some other neat little apps. And they have, like, these logos with, and, like, pretty cool graphics and everything. And it looked really exciting. So I wanted to see, like, what the people would do with this tokenomic and kind of see, like, over time, you know, how do people behave with this thing? So here's how it went, or here's how it's going. So I had 16 million. Wait, let me check my wallet, because it could be 16 billion.
Steffi, real quick, were you lucky enough to be a participant in V1 versus V2 and lose, you know, some more on the conversion?
Oh, I don't. Well, dude,
you didn't convert
with that. I don't even know what you're talking about there, but like,
there are two versions.
So, yeah, you didn't convert yet, Steffi, from V1 to V2.
No wonder my shit's going to zero. Hold on a second.
Oh my god, you're such a noob at this.
Dude, it's an arb trick.
But V3 is really where it's going to be at. So just, I don't want to make that clear.
Jesus,
if you're looking to rebuy, you might just wait for V3 and or maybe V4.
My V1 to V2 went like from like 30 million to like nothing, like 300 some thousand.
Who was going to send me the memo on this? Like, was it going to come up in my wallet? Like, how would you know this? Anyway,
you have to stay tight to the community.
It's a reverse arbitrage, so you actually lose in the conversion. It's really new feature.
Speaking of reverse arbitrage,
I checked my wallet. I checked my wallet, and there's 116 million coins that I started with. That's actually pretty good, right? Like,
you're rich.
That's like, I'm rich. I'm seriously SafeMoon rich in that like context, right?
Hey, about right? The memo.
Imagine if
about
it
the memo,
dollars.
Real quick.
What's that, Ventura? Go ahead,
Buffy. All you needed to do is go to a dollar, and you can like buy an island. Just imagine that.
So
there's a new mechanic where if you send a fax, it actually it causes like a transaction fee, and the value of it goes up. So I'll send you the memo.
I heard there was like a small like country for sale in South America. And like, if I could buy it if I had SafeMoon go to a dollar, which would be pretty much expected at this point. But for now, it's sort of like doing a little bit of retracement. I thought I might share that with you guys. So I started with 116 million coins. I now have 126 million coins. So fuck you guys. All right. So I'm like more SafeMoon rich than you. Okay. So that's like worth a lot.
First of all, you're on V1, so you don't even have that much. Let's be clear.
Yeah, so let's check my wallet and see.
Can you do that conversion in real time, please? I'll pay for whatever the gas fee is.
You gotta go to SafeMoon. You gotta go to swap.safemoon.net, connect your wallet, go through the conversion, and you'll lose like 100 million of your tokens, just so you know.
But how much do I make?
So you're saying to get V3, my wallet's gonna go from being worth $164 to like $140, or what?
Who's making the money?
Seppi is. I mean, did you not? He's raking it in.
Oh, by the way, Hutch just
texted me and said, got to get back to work. Let me know when you guys circle back to Pulse and Hex so I can learn more about those amazing yield opportunities. So, Steffi, when you get on that topic, let me know.
Wait, no, those are what I'm going to buy with my Safe Moon. Like, when I can buy, like, a small country, and I'm, like, richer than all of you people, and I've got, like, a series of, like, butlers who will, like, buy... They're going to be, like, sitting out there, like, trading and buying on, like, a little island. I'm thinking maybe, like, Cayman or something where, like, there's no taxes. And they're going to be buying tons and tons of Pulse Chain, all right? And they're going to be sort of doing this, like, pretty much tax-free. But I'll be, like, buying a country at that point. Because, like, you know, you can only imagine, right?
You can have your own country form a bank, too, and have it switch to XRP and just really triple dip.
I hope the Russians don't like invade my little domicile, or because, like, you know, because if they hear about how good SafeMoon's doing, like, whole island runs on nanotech windmills. I'm pretty sure, like, you won't be able to say anything to me then about my bag, right?
Well, the V1, V2, V3 conversion is their deflationary system where they just burn tokens out of the holders' wallets.
That's bad.
So
it's nice.
But I'm helping the community.
You can just make a nebula cluster of all these coins.
I think for one that
the
next cycle we've entered is leading into we're not going to get we're getting
I want to ask you a question. Would you guys rather smoke crack for half the smoke
clear, for a year
or own Hex?
Zar, your mic is cutting in and out quite a bit.
There's systematic cleansing happening right now. So yeah, we're
it's because you don't have nanotech windmills.
We're seeing Luna. We're seeing Ada. We're seeing Ada, Sheep, and XRP about going down. So
did anybody catch any of that?
Your connection's way too weak to actually follow.
That windmill is not cutting it, man.
Yeah, we do see XRP, Shiba, and SafeMoon going down.
Somehow Luna's going up, and Steffi, you were right.
When you know people have their hands up in this space.
Like, people have, yeah, Sayak.
No, I just wanted to say.
Light. Yeah.
I know, it's funny. The problem with XRP, I think, just because I Googled the XRP too, and the first thing on YouTube that pops up is a live stream. And there's 4,000 people watching, and it's like a deep fake. And it says why XRP will be $7 next week. And it's one of those deep fakes, like when they do with Kathy Arc, where it says send Bitcoin or send XRP to this wallet, get this 5,000 back. I guess that's what it's for, is just for scamming people. That's what its main use.
Well, I think
utility.
I say the Luna community has a governance proposal, and like on Agora, like formally, Marty's here. He's listening. He could actually be the secretary here and take notes here. And we're going to submit this proposal, and the treasury of the Terra community is going to own a basket of SHIB, XRP, ADA, and SafeMoon. And we're going to go until they're either infinity or zero. So, like, I'm pretty sure it'll pass. Either that or, like, Marty's going to lose all his Luna that he has to, like, put up for vote.
I think there's only one person who's up for the job of this, and I think that's Crypto Susanna or Dr. Finkelfire. They can read this debaucherous.
No, Truth Spouter.
Truth Spouter is right here. It's like, so.
Yeah, come on, Truth Spouter.
The amorphous, asexual, whatever human that is.
But, Steffi, you started with Shiba. Like, did you hit your head or something this morning? Are you okay?
Well, I was told it would moon, and therefore we are talking about it now.
Moon.
You're in the terrarium right now, bro. You're in the.
You were told they would moon safely.
Well, his wife thinks he's listening to Twitter Spaces in the shower and talking about Shiba Inu now.
There's a bunch of fudders in the community that keep talking about this thing called market cap. I'm not really sure what that means, but like, it's under a dollar, so it clearly has to go up to a dollar, right?
If it was stable.
So you're saying
Shiba and SafeMoon are both guaranteed dollar. So whichever one's cheaper, buy that.
XRP is going to be worth like a trillion.
No, $589 is the number for all the people in the community.
So should we buy it now or should we wait to buy it?
I don't know. If it's going to be $589, I think this is a pretty good price point to get in.
Elijah, it looks pretty good. I'm going to buy it
this year. So,
all right. So somebody who has actually done something with Cardano needs to explain to me, like, does it work or doesn't it? And how long does it take to get all of its features? Pantera has his hand up there. Go ahead.
So Cardano is actually genius, and it was created by the former CEO of Ethereum, Mr. Charles Hoskinson, who's also rumored by some people to be Satoshi Nakamoto himself. So first and foremost, keep that in mind whenever you talk about Cardano. Also, Cardano has this genius plan where they never disappoint anyone. There's never a sell the news in Cardano. It's always just constantly buy the rumor. And so my price target for Cardano is somewhere in like the 50s or 60s, I think, by quarter two or quarter three.
That's a pretty aggressive price point, I would say. Like, is this like consensus analysis? Like we can go with this or what?
Can you tell me how they generate revenue, Pantera?
Well, you see that you never sell the news with Cardano, right? So like typically you buy the rumor and then sell the news. But with Cardano, you can just continuously buy the rumor and there's never actually any news. So you never have to sell.
So there's really very little selling pressure. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's almost no sell pressure because.
So you're saying the utility is just to get a referendum on people's mood?
Yeah, I think that and like, you know, it's really fast.
Sounds like a psyop or something. What the fuck?
Psyac's like, just like, fuck it, I'm buying all of it. Like, he's just sold everything. All his Luna's gone.
It's gone, all of it.
Who, like, yeah.
So take away
Psyac's, like, seed phrase and don't let him touch his phone because he's about to do something bad.
So there's a guy.
I like that tweet you shared, Big T.
Yeah, I just pinned a tweet up top from Morpheus. Everybody go ahead and drop that guy a follow. He clearly knows, you know, where this thing is heading.
Yeah. I gotta go do something. I'll be right back.
Wait.
USDT to $5.
Litecoin is gonna get to $1,000.
I am dying right now. Did you guys see that USDT Luna was trending or USDT Terra?
USDT to $5.
USDT is gonna like lose its peg to the upside by $4.
Can you believe that shit?
Can I talk about the $100,000 worth of ADA that I once owned?
Oh, God.
Really?
Marty? Yes, for sure.
Of course you did, Marty. Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
No. So the first part of this is completely serious. I once owned $100,000 worth of ADA. This was during my experimental period in college, okay? So I'm coming out here, okay? So be sensitive. No, seriously. So the good news is I paid a lot less for it, okay? And I sold it near the top for this damn moon thing, this Luna thing, okay? And I, you know, if Charles ever finds out, I'm dead, okay? I'm dead. He'll kill me.
And wait, really? That's what I did too. I sold it over $3. Is he going to be mad?
It's like Charles is a lot of things. I don't foresee him taking a hit out on you, Marty. I just don't see that.
No. He has that ranch.
He has a pet falcon. I don't know.
He has the ranch in Montana.
Wait, what? He has a falcon?
It's not his. He rented it.
Oh. But if you've watched Yellowstone, you know what happens to people up there in Montana. They just get shot, right?
That's not a falcon. That's a hawk.
It's not a falcon. It's a hawk.
Wait, like, wait a minute. Charles Hoskinson shot people in Yellowstone? I don't follow you, Marty. Like,
no, Marty just tied this together the Yellowstone show where they have that one gray area where you can commit murder because there's nobody within the county that can be pulled in for your hearing, basically.
You're talking about my home right now. It's kind of weird.
Charles Hoskins, he lives right by that county, man. I'm telling you. It's...
Oh, no, I'm in a different county, but it's just like what you're saying.
So, Phil, what you're saying is by Ada.
Cause it's I live near a very prestigious university. And when I walk around, I hear a lot of really smart kids. They talk about it. So I bought some.
Huh. Okay. And then you've staked it, I'm sure.
Actually, funny story. My friend staked it, and he keeps asking me how to get the rewards, but, like, I haven't figured it out. I'll let you guys know, though.
Wait, isn't there, like, a button?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he hit the button, but, like, there's no money coming back towards him. It's kind of weird, but, like, I'm still trying to figure it out. So I'm still researching. That's what I'm saying.
But it's not pulling a safe moon, though.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah. They believe in, like, sustainability and all the stuff.
Yeah, but like Gambian windmills are pretty sustainable.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I haven't seen any wind down there. Yeah, there's a lot of wind down there. Yeah,
there's actually a global increase in the wind speed. Like in the whole world, it's increasing. So that's why Cardano is going to get pretty big soon.
So like, but they have like NFTs and stuff, dude. Like, it's one thing to make fun of it, but like, I thought the NFT system worked. Am I wrong?
Well, yeah, when you get your wallet to buy NFTs, you just have to download the entire blockchain on your wallet, which is super efficient, actually. So it's a really cool thing.
It's pretty fast, too, and cheap.
I feel like we're really disrespecting Ethereum Classic and Bitcoin Cash. I just want to say that. Like, I just, you know, anyway, sorry.
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like, I was looking at the TikTok that you pinned, and it's guaranteed, obviously. So that's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
yet, I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018, and I can give you a full breakdown.
For sure.
So, heck yeah, finally. So let's start with the finally, fact that you don't necessarily have to download a full node. What he's talking about is this thing called Daedalus, which is a full node wallet. But you can download apps called CC Vault, Nami, Garo. These are all browser extensions, and CC Vault is an actual app. And you just plug in your seed phrase, and you're able to stake the Cardano with what they call SPOs, which are single pool operators, or MPOs, multi-pool operators. These are people that operate nodes. And on average, you get about 5 to 6% on your investment, and it's compounding interest. So every 5 days, there's a thing called an epoch, which is a time frame that your investment grows and then it gets reinvested automatically. So it's always compounding. In order to claim your Cardano from staking, there's two ways. Basically, if you do any transaction on a Cardano network, it'll automatically take it from your staking account to your main wallet account. And these two are synonymous, but they have different, you know, key strings or different paths, derivation paths for the same wallet. Staking has many, many uses on Cardano because you help decentralize it, right? And because Cardano is proof of stake, not proof of work, it is actually very eco-friendly. Last but not least, NFTs. They're called CNFTs, and they're basically just Cardano native tokens. And dude, there's such a massive ecosystem in Cardano right now on two fronts, which is if you stake to the right pool, you can get involved in something called the ISPO, which is called the Initial Stake Pool Offering. So if you're staking with a particular pool that's offering you an incentive, then not only do you get the Cardano reward, but you get that secondary coin or token that's also on the Cardano network. So for example, the last one was called Sunday Swap. And if you're investing, you know, staking with these specific pools, March 1st or today at 4:45 p.m., you'll be able to withdraw your Sunday Swap tokens as well. Sunday Swap is a decentralized exchange on Cardano.
So from your perspective, I should go more into Cardano than, like, say, XRV and SafeMoon? Is that your opinion?
They have different uses, guys. You know what I mean? So with respect to XRP, like, I think it's really, really contingent on what the SEC rules. But I do feel like as long as they don't rule that XRP is a quote-unquote equity, you know, it's being artificially held down, right? Last bull cycle, it was $3. This bull cycle, it's less than a dollar. I mean, what's keeping it down? It's that investigation. So I think if it doesn't go really, really bad, we're going to see AI. $5, $10.
I think that the you really, you think $5 or $10?
Yeah, easily.
Holy shit. Dang. You're a mega bull.
Do you know when?
If I had that, I would have had much bigger bags, guys. I can only estimate. I'm not an oracle. But going back to Cardano, you know what the best use case for Cardano is, guys? It's an initiative that it really, really listens to the community, right? So I don't know how many chains you guys have access to the CEO or the founder or whatever, but you know, Charles Hoskinson will jump into spaces. He will listen to your concerns. And if there's a problem with the network and the community is griping about it, it will get addressed. So when was the last time anyone had access to Vitalik Buterin or so on and so forth? You know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, though, AI, in theory, it sounds good. But I think a lot of people have concerns about Cardano and, you know, the network. And I don't think really
much. I have trust issues.
Yeah. And again, like, guys, you know, nothing is without its faults. I cannot say that, you know, Cardano's the best of the best. I mean, you know, when it comes to, I guess, straight staking with USD, UST, like nothing beats Terra Luna, right? I mean, you're staking and you have almost zero risk. But with Cardano, hey, there's an upside.
Maybe you could throw, like, I keep hearing about this Cardano, like, Hydra thing. This doesn't have anything to do with, like, the Marvel Hydra, right?
No. Because
I don't really want to. I don't want to go into like evil organizations.
No, man. Hydra is a scaling solution. So right now, you know, Cardano is a little bit having a little difficulty with scalability. So Hydra is their scaling solution, which is the equivalent of, let's say, an L2 solution for Polygon. You know what I mean? But there is something really, really cool launching.
I have a question for you.
Yeah,
DJed. You know about that?
Yeah, it's a stable coin on Cardano.
Yeah, can you explain that a little bit? I've heard talks about it. No one knows anything about it.
That's because it hasn't, I think, officially launched yet.
No, I know it hasn't launched, but like it's going to be algorithmic. Like, what is it going to be? What type of stablecoin? I'm curious.
Again, like you said, an algorithmic stablecoin. But to be honest with you guys, I'm knee deep more in like the ISPO side and the other tokens that are operating on Cardano rather than stablecoins, because for stablecoins, I would turn to Terra Luna. You know, I'm just more comfortable with Terra Luna's network for stablecoins than any other network.
So, like, what? So, your favorite thing to do on the Cardano network, like your like use case, is what exactly? I just want to make sure there's something. Like, if there's something I should be using right now, like that's really awesome that I'd like to know about it, because it's not that hard to set up a wallet and whatnot, right?
No, it's very straightforward.
I can load that sucker up, no problem. But like, so what's your killer sort of app that you like to use there? Just curious.
So CC Vault is the one that you want to download, and it allows you to basically stake to multiple pools. So let's say you have 1,000 Cardano, and you want to stake 500 with one pool for one ISPO, and 500 on another pool for another ISPO. You can split your stake and basically stake in multiple pools, support the network, and get rewarded for it.
Staking yields are like 5%, I think, for Cardano.
That's just staking. Cardano by itself, yes. But you, again, if you stake to a specific pool that's giving you an ISPO, initial stake pool offering, then you get the Cardano and something else. So, for example, with Maladex, it's a decentralized exchange. If you're staking to one of their pools, then you get some Cardano and you get some MAL tokens. If you're, you know, staking with SundaeSwap, but I think that period just ended, you're getting Sunday tokens, so on and so forth. So you're getting two assets instead of one for staking.
So I'm like, can buy two islands then, Big T, right?
Yeah, but I have a question. So what can you do with the secondary token? Like, what is the use case and utility? Or is that like a 3-year project like the rest of Cardano?
No, they vary. Some secondary tokens are governance tokens. Some secondary tokens are just, you know, the same as like Uniswap. What is Uniswap for Uni?
What is the use case and utility? Like, I still don't get it.
Yeah, governance. Again, like most of these are governance tokens.
But you don't vote?
You can if you have the governance tokens, just like any other decentralized exchange.
So you pay to vote. Is that so? You're paying to vote. Okay.
But no,
I
but
mean,
like
at the heart of it.
But your vote. But like, what's the last thing you voted on? Like, was anything interesting or?
Right now, I think they're just bootstrapping the network, guys. So, you know, governance is down the line. You got to remember that Cardano's DEX is launched. The first one, I think, was like in February of this year. So these are all relatively new assets. And, the price discovery is going to take some time. But at the end of the day.
Oh, sorry. I accidentally pushed the mute button. I apologize.
No worries. But at the end of the day, you're basically getting something for staking the Cardano, which is the Cardano itself. And then a secondary asset is like a cream on top. So whatever happens. At the end of the day, it's house money. You know, I didn't have to buy it.
So can I try and like reiterate what you're saying and tell me if this is correct? So it's like on Luna, the vanilla staking that you do with a validator that gets the POS rewards, but then also depending on like which staking pool you pick, you're also helping bootstrap or like launch pad some specific project that is yet to launch on Cardano.
Precisely.
And that's the utility.
Look, guys, utility is such a relative term in crypto, right? I mean, what utility do you want to bake into the system that's going to reward you, right? Is it voting?
Something that does anything.
Right. And again, so is compounding interest utility? Is voting utility? Because, for example, I could say the APY that you're getting just by staking Cardano is a form of utility. But maybe that's not enough for someone, right? Maybe they want to have to be able to vote with the Cardano tokens as well. Well, that's called the Voltaire era. It's not out yet. But in the near future, yes, you'll be able to vote with your Cardano on things that the Cardano network should do to upgrade or whatever, any changes you want made to the network, basically. So is that utility? What, you know, everyone has a different definition of utility. So it really depends on what you're looking for, in my opinion.
So it's like Luna, but imagine if every single validator was bribing people with airdrops. Similar to like a Talus and a oh god, they're gonna be pissed. I can't think of it. Who's the number one validator?
Orion.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Again, depends on the stake pool, right? Some do and some don't. You guys have to remember that these stake pools are bootstrapping entire decentralized exchanges, so there has to be a way for them to fund that. And by you delegating to their stake pool, there's a higher chance of them earning a block. And because of earning a block, they get block rewards, right? They get Cardano.
So in other words, with Cardano, if I'm hearing this right, it's pay now and pray for something to happen.
No. Again, guys, Cardano's innate value is the fact that you have direct access to a community that's listening to what you want to do with the network. Right. So if you guys have initiatives or ideas or, DeFi projects that you want on there, there's an entire section called Catalyst where you can actually submit a proposal and it will get funded by the Cardano community through Catalyst proposals for you to implement that DeFi initiative or, you know, blockchain initiative that you want on the network. The strength of Cardano is the community and its response to the community. At the end of the day, that's the heart of Cardano.
Yeah, but shouldn't question. The product be the strongest portion, and then the community is the one who, you know, lets everybody know about it? It's like you coming in here trying to educate us on what Cardano is, and there's really not much to talk about. So what, you know, like
it's relative, big. Like, Alexis Ohanian coined a term, right? Minimum viable community. It's not really a minimum viable product at this point. It's minimum viable community because as great as your product is. If you don't have a community behind it, I think it's kind of worthless, to be honest with you. Right?
I mean, Shiba Inu's community is way bigger than that. If that's going to go down that path.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying.
Well, I have a question for Lucky.
I'm not saying that Cardano's the best, guys. I'm just letting you know that that's how staking works, and you can make your own decisions based on the information. Like, I'm impartial, to be honest.
Since Lucky has.
It's like a free DCA. You buy high, and then you just get free dollar cost average, and that's the utility.
It so sounds Lucky like has, you just keep buying it. You know, he's keeping track. Lucky's keeping track because he's gonna make a like YouTube video of how to do all this tonight, and he's like taking notes. And really, we have to sort of determine what proportion of the portfolio is going to be like ADA versus SHIB versus XRP versus SafeMoon, right? So we just want to make sure that. Like, yeah, we got you got the notes down, Lucky.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Again, this is I'm by no stretch.
Lucky's not even paying attention over there. I don't know what he's doing.
What do they use to develop on ADA? What are they programming? Because I've heard from developers that developing on Cardano is just like pulling teeth almost, and that Hoskins doesn't actually listen to people. That's just what I've heard. I'm not trying to like pick a fight or anything.
No, not at all. I mean, it's a valid concern, and the language that they use is Haskell-based. It's called Plutus. It is pretty difficult from what I hear. I am not a developer myself. But at the end of the day, there's, I think, over 1,400 dApps on Cardano now. So somebody is doing it correctly. You know what I mean? But guys, let me make this clear. I am not a Cardano maxi by any stretch of the imagination. I think every single cryptocurrency has its own utility and its own strength. But when people are talking about staking Cardano and so on and so forth, I just happen to have a little bit of more information. But, you know, it really depends what you want. Like, for example, if I want to keep my money safe, then yeah, I'm going to stake UST on Anchor Protocol and I'm going to sit back and not worry about, you know, price fluctuations at all. I'm just going to get that steady 18% and I'm not going to bat an eye. If I want a little bit more risk exposure because it's dependent on the Securities and Exchange Commission's ruling on XRP, I'm going to get heavy XRP bags. It really depends on what your risk profile is and what you want to do with your money.
So Pantera has his hand up, so something's going on. Go ahead.
So is there a limit on the amount of like validators in the Cardano network? Because I find it kind of, well, first of all, I commend you on being patient and explaining it because you're kind of in a tough spot. So thanks. But I'm just curious because like we have kind of not a problem, but you see like people are very, can be sort of negative to like people bribing for like validation stake. And I'm just curious if there's a limit, because if there's 1600 dApps on Cardano, does that mean you need 1600 different validators running on that CC vault to like make blocks? And isn't there a limit to that?
So what you're talking about is a node operator or a stake pool. And there is no limit to the amount of stake pools that can be spun up. However, when you are incentivizing certain people to stake in a particular node or stake pool because, you know, there's a secondary token now that's being rewarded on top of Cardano, then that stake pool operator is more likely to mint a block. And this was a concern that was brought up, I think, a month ago. And the way that it's being addressed now is basically they're voting on which stake pools can participate in these ISPOs and how to do that distribution equitably so that everybody gets delegation to their stake pool.
Is there a way to see the ISPOs without connecting a wallet?
Yeah, you can. There's plenty of tools. I mean, you know, pooltools.org I think is one, and if you have like an actual dataless node downloaded, a full node, you can actually open it up and it'll have all the stake pools in there with rankings and so forth.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah. Again, guys, this is, you know, this is a personal decision. At the end of the day, I do believe every single blockchain does have some utility. It's just what type of utility are you looking for?
So to be clear, should I sell some of my Luna for ADA, or you think that would be a bad idea? Just like conceptually here, like which one am I most likely to like buy an island with? I'm just making up like some sort of like benchmark trajectory here. So I'm not really sure which one to buy. So here's my maybe concern. What about the sort of like year after year of inflationary rewards? So don't some people sell those for, I don't know, like revenue or something? Because isn't the inflation like forever? So what happens when I guess the network has to be rising towards infinity in terms of growth, which means that its community has to basically rise forever. And then I guess the new guy gets like a really, really diluted portion, I guess. I'm not sure. What bothers me about it, I guess, is what's good about it is the price is really low. All right. So it's like actually a pretty good price to be maybe buying it now. So, because under a dollar. So the question becomes, to have it go up at some point, is the inflation going to have a negative impact on that? What's your thought there?
That's a really tough question to answer, man. So as far as I know, the total supply of Cardano is going to be 45 billion, and I think 31.5 billion is in circulation right now. So as far as inflation goes, you know, it can only go up another 15 billion or so. That being said, is the price going to outpace the inflation rate, the price appreciation rate, inflation rate? Again, man, if I had a crystal ball, like, I'd be making these decisions, you know, way ahead of everyone else. At the end of the day, it really depends on your risk profile. Like I said, like, XRP, in my opinion, probably has a lot more upside, but obviously there's a big risk involved, right? Which is the SEC decision, which you don't know. Nobody knows. But as ADA is concerned, since there is no SEC breathing down its neck, then I believe that it would probably have steady gains.
Why does that necessarily matter, by the way, in XRP's terms? Because if it's just a decentralized network and the coin just simply runs that network, like, what does it matter if it's a security or not, I suppose? Like, I guess my question is, like, all right, so the banks in America won't be able to use it, but everyone else will? Or what's the deal?
I am not a tax regulator or a crypto regulator by any stretch of imagination.
Maybe another way to say it would be, like, are there a whole bunch of banks lining up in the United States to use XRP if the legal thing goes through, and therefore they're all going to buy XRP suddenly and amp up the price? Or
that seems to be the narrative floating around, right? Because I think Citibank was trying to integrate something with them, and then Santander is already integrated with them. So I think that's probably the most strong narrative that's floating around right now. But if the SEC says that it's an equity or something, you know, it's not a cryptocurrency, then it's going to change the landscape of everything to come. So that's why everyone's just really, really skittish. Plus, you got to remember, what's the most important thing about crypto, right? An off-ramp. Right now, Coinbase doesn't allow you to buy or sell Ripple. So yeah, it's a big, you know, it's a big red flag, I guess.
Okay. All right. Sayak, any comments about this situation? Buy, yes or no? Wait, is that just me, or is his mic not working good?
I can't
my
hear
mic him. Messed up. Smash the buy.
Yeah, you're kind of, you went robot on us, Megatron.
Sorry, that was the other voices in my head. Sorry.
All right, I'm not sure we're going to get consensus on this subject, so I will halt on converting the Luna that I turned into Safe Moon. I'll table the bigger basket for a later time. But for now, like, I keep getting Safe Moon tokens on my wallet. Pretty much every time I refresh it, the count goes up, so I'm pretty happy. So I don't know. Not financial advice, obviously. Don't go and buy Safe Moon. Wait, or does that mean buy Safe Moon, or did I say not buy it? I don't understand how this financial advice thing works, actually.
But you didn't convert to V2, so those tokens are worthless now. You have to convert to V2.
Like, it, like, literally says my wallet is worth like $164. That's 126 million Safe Moon coins. You do understand millions, right?
And just imagine if it goes to $1. That's all you need. You don't even need, like, Bitcoin price. You know, you don't need 43,000. We're not going to get crazy or greedy. All you need is $1.
You could take that and go form your own bank on your island, start some Cephi shekels, start a bank, and then have XRP become the new tokenized, you know, coin of your island.
Yeah, and you can run governance through Cardano.
Don't convert it to Safe Moon version 2. You're going to lose 90%. My 33 million went down to 33,000.
Peter.
Just to be clear, guys, you do realize that.
Peter, are you serious? You got, yes. Like, I got to lose 90% of my Safe Moon,
yes,
to get the new token. Like, does that make... So how much token do I get then? Like, is it like a lot? Do I get more tokens than I did of the original Safe Moon? Like, I have 126 million now. Does that go down or up?
Oh, it's gonna go way down.
Yeah,
lose 90%.
That sounds kind of terrible.
Never convert. Just keep SafeMoon version 1.
All right. Okay. I'm like, you guys are really upsetting me now because I thought for sure I could, like, it would go up. Now you're making me nervous. So, all right, we're going to take SafeMoon off this list immediately. All right, so we've whittled it down to XRP, SHIB, and ADA because my, like, $164 worth of SafeMoon, at this point, if I lose 90% of that, I don't even want to do the math because it's going to, like, give me chest pain. And my cardiologist has said that, like, with all the, like, stents and meds and whatnot, like, you're not supposed to be under too much stress, so I'm not going to look at my wallet ever again. All right. Okay, on to Shiba Inu. What's the deal? Is there are there any Shiba Inu fans here? Actually, let me get Phil back on because he probably knows everything about this. And probably Seth here does too. Danny almost surely does. Some of these guys are complete idiots. They buy anything you can, like, get their hands on, right? You can connect a wallet to it, they'll buy it. So all right, so Phil, tell me about Shiba Inu. Like, how's your stash doing? And is Vitalik, like, dumping on you again?
It's pretty brutal, man. Can you guys hear me? I got a microphone.
Yeah, you're a little bit robotic, but you're all right.
Okay, just call me Cardano. So Shibarium is a place actually near me, and I call it Shibarium. It's a neat little town. And it's full of, like, very smart people, and they've educated me on SHIB, but I actually don't have time to talk about it right now, so I'll talk to you guys soon.
Steffi, what I missed? What I got to buy? I'm back.
You were AFK that entire time?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, well, don't worry. This was recorded. You are going to be – you're taking notes, and you're doing a video tonight on – the proper implementation of Cardano staking.
Got it.
And there are some CC nodes or wallets or something you're going to be researching.
Vault, CC Vault.
CC Vault, I'm sorry. CC Vault. You're going to be...
Got it.
There's, like, you need to build that YouTube video tonight. So I hope you have a little bit of time on your hands.
Got it. I can do it.
And you're going to describe to the world how you convert from Luna to ADA, all the steps involved, and then, like, point out on a map, perhaps, which island you're going to buy.
Okay.
Like, next year. Okay? Okay.
Got it.
All right. Okay, great. All right, just making sure we got that covered. Okay, so where were we? Yeah, SHIB. Sayak, what's your take on SHIB? Like, you probably know. Maybe he's not there. Peter, what about you? Sheep, what are we doing with it? Buy, yes or no? Or Seth? Seth knows.
Hey, what's going on,
guys? I think I just saw an article today that AMC is going to start accepting SHIB. So you can go that's to the movies
true.
With it.
That's very true. Sheep.
Dang, I got to go tell the guys.
That's been AMC in the works will be for accepting a Shiba. Long time. That's been in the works for a long time. They've been they said that they were going to put that out like November of last year. That was like when Robinhood kind of said that they were going to start getting involved too. And that was like a couple of days after it hit all time high. I got into SHIB actually at like damn near top of the hype. So I got in at like whatever point, however many zeros, like I got in at like six, and then I dollar cost averaged down to like,
did you just like talk about it and how many zeros were involved?
There are like nine.
Sure there's four.
That's the only way to talk about it.
Yeah, there's four zeros before the six, but the all-time high is four zeros and then an eight. So there's 1 trillion coins. Half of them were sent to Vitalik, and then he burned apparently like 95% of them, and then the other 500.
It's because Vitalik is not the visionary, and he's not planning to go to the movies at AMC. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Duh. And so,
because like, so the COVID, yeah. the Indian COVID relief fund, I'm pretty sure what went down is they're saving all of their Shiba Inu tokens to send basically everyone in India to the movies.
To the Shibarium.
at the Shibarium, which is like they have an AMC there. But they've got like they've got those little skee ball games, you know, the little Chuck E. Cheese tokens. So like AMC is a good destination for your ship token or even your Doge now. They're accepting Doge. That's
cool. Yeah, can we talk about one?
I heard that Chuck E. Cheese is reopening actually, and they're gonna accept SHIB as well.
Can we talk about when I bought Doge naturally. And why I bought Doge? Can we go over that?
Of course. Why not?
So Kaleo, you know, our buddy who wanted Luna to go to 10, definitely was forcing people to buy Doge back in the day. And no joke, I picked up $1,000 at 2 zeros and a 2. And I rode that thing all the way up to 50 cents. That's not a joke.
So,
SHIB.
You're saying you actually made out like a bandit on Doge?
I made a killing off of Doge.
Yeah, there's a good argument there is that actually I made money too.
Okay, so
see that's real use on. Case right there.
We're in the wrong investment.
Let me fix the title just a second. Hold on. All right, carry on while I fix this because I'm take a while.
I can only imagine where this is gonna go.
And imagine you can't use UST at the movies, so that's like a negative mark for Luna. So right now, I think SHIB and Doge might be in the lead.
See, we're in the wrong investment. I'm calculating how much Doge I can or SHIB I can own with the Luna I have. Did anyone do the calculation yet?
It's funny you said I had like 4.2 million Doge and I from like a couple zeros ago, and I sold it for only like 7K. And then, of course, look, running up to Super Bowl, it was like 70 cents, I think.
That was where I sold it. I was just watching the Super Bowl, and I was like, oh, my God, it's down.
I can post my last sell at literally 67 cents. I literally almost caught the top to the T.
Nice.
Wait, you bought the top of what?
No. I literally almost sold the top of Doge. I sold at 67 cents, and the top was 73 cents.
This is a fun...
astute technical analysis, or was that just like reading the water cooler opinion at that moment?
Oh, it was all Elliott Wave. I'm an expert in Elliott Wave, Sifa.
Oh, I actually Elliott Waved my friend into like selling the top also, and he was gonna buy Luna, but he didn't, so now he's not my friend anymore.
Okay, like explaining to me Elliott Waves is going to be like a whole nother discussion. Let's not try to veer too far into that because like there's a lot of like letters and numbers involved and I'm not sure I get that. Okay.
It's easy. One up, two down, three up, four down, five up, sell. That's all it is.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, I can draw something for you guys. One up, two down, three up, four down, five up, sell. That's all you got to do. It's super easy, Steffi.
Shit, I got it. All right. I got to go.
That's the key to making money. We just don't tell people that.
Buy low, sell high.
Yes. Yes.
Are you willing to do a seminar at the Venetian for this?
Oh, that would be extra. That would be for VIPs only.
Like a separate little room?
That's the breakout rooms. You have to have like the VIP plus pass.
You have to pay in SHIBs. You have to pay in SHIBs.
There'll be like a little digital screen over there with Lucky and his Elliott Wave theory education seminar going on. Like, will there be like a sponsored lunch or something?
Yes, we'll get sponsored lunch.
Do I have to subscribe for like a certain amount of months? Is there tiers?
I don't know how to think about this. We'll have to figure this one out.
There will be a series of NFTs that you must have, and like you need to wear it on your badge, and it's going to have like a QR code on it, and only then and only then can we trust that you have been vetted.
And you have to buy the badge and the NFT, just to be clear.
Well, obviously, duh. Like, what are we, like a charity? Come on.
God, this is decentralized.
I would probably do like little like tests to get in. Like you have to like explain Prism. You have to show me how to do an ARB. You have to like know how to, you know, burn and mint and like just pick like the right pictures and then you can get in. Like it's like a little test. And only those people can come in, Steffi.
My friend said he made money. He told me to tell you.
Made money doing what? Elliott Waves or Doge?
He did some losing track. He was in the Shibarium for a bit, but he got out.
Oh, I probably made a couple grand off Shib. But that
is the Shibarium kind of like the Church of Scientology? Like, it's like once you're in, you don't get out.
It's a lot like the Church of Scientology with less teeth and more Coors Light.
Is the Shibarium like an actual thing? Like, is there a website? You either sign up or is
it? I can tweet it later.
No one really wants to know about the Shibarium. Like handle it in DMs or something. Seriously.
Okay.
Mike came on, or Ed Karama. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, bro.
I just wanted to speak in defense of Shib real quick, if I could.
That's all right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, actually, I like Shib a lot. Reason is not because it's a good coin, but actually, I know quite a few people that actually that was like their gateway to crypto. And from there, I was able to get him onto Voyager and then eventually on the Terra station. So to me, Shib's a good thing.
So it's like a gateway drug.
I was going to say, it's because you smoke weed doesn't mean you should do heroin, right?
Yeah. But yeah, that's my experience at work. People that didn't even know about crypto are there only because of Shib. So it's good for that reason.
That's the Shibarium, literally. That's it.
So you're saying if I create a website that is funded by the community fund, taking Luna yield and buying Shib and then like hosting 24/7 giveaways will drive people to buy Luna, maybe, so it could like bribe them with Shib. What do you think?
Don't forget to post the TikTok.
I noticed Marty has his hand up. You might know.
Marty actually has a hand up. Yeah, like he's like polite. So Marty, yeah, what's up?
Okay, so I'm sorry I had to go in the midst of my coming out on Ada, whatever else, but I had to go work on rum, get this rum thing squared away and design stuff. So, you know, you guys are important to me, but not as much as liquor, just so it's clear.
Dang.
I own a distillery, hence that remark. So now I have a real problem. So I bought all these shit coins in January of 2021. And I bought some Luna shitcoin. You already heard about my Ada shitcoin. But I bought some NEAR, NEAR. And I've like wrestled with these people who had it for like 6 months. And, you know, like the $500 of NEAR that I bought in January of 2021 is now worth $8,000. So other than like buying Doge, I guess, according to the subject line here, you know, what should I do with this NEAR? Should I sell it all and buy Doge? What's?
I think Shib is pretty cheap. You could probably cycle into Shib.
I'm pretty sure it's under a dollar, Marty. So any idiot knows that's what you buy.
Okay, you guys are still on this. Okay.
Yeah, the more coins you get, better.
So I wanted, guys. I only bought Shib because I love dogs.
I was thinking more of an answer of like Mars versus Wiluna versus, you know, Adam kind of conversation.
Oh, Marty wants to get nerdy.
Just go buy 1,000 Kadena.
I got, you know, it's like it's payday at the naval base. I got this money in my pocket, you know, that's burned a hole in my pocket. And, you know, I really don't want a whore tonight. I'm looking for something serious. You know, maybe I can parlay this into a wife or something, you know?
Where's our monthly?
You should enter the Shibarium.
Listen, Marty Navy, listen, if you get Dogecoin, they accept it at AMC and Top Gun 2 is coming out. Tom Cruise is going to be in it.
And there's a rocket.
Have a use case. So I'm buying... But the thing is, if like, let's say Dogecoin goes up between now and then, I can go to Top Gun 2 two times, right? Because
okay,
if it doubles,
so,
that's
okay.
Top Gun 4.
Just be careful. I was in the Navy, and my ultimate curse on people is basically you're so incompetent that you couldn't sell whores outside of the San Diego Naval Base on payday, okay? That's my ultimate curse.
Wait, what do you use your Dogecoin for precisely then? I'm not sure I got it.
Dude, there's a rocket. It's the rocket.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. I'll consider this as very seriously, you know, when I drop two blue moon...
Marty, look, the answer is like, if you just follow the TikTok video, it'll tell you where to invest your money, okay?
I hope you're not drinking blue moon, Marty.
No. I was thinking more like mushroom caps, but it's really hard to keep serious with this crew, okay? It's really hard.
Guys, can we... I was watching BitBoy Crypto, and it seems like the way to go is XRP.
Did you watch?
Because XRP Army is a go.
Seppy, you forgot Floki Inu.
Oh, Floki.
Well, it's not that we forgot it. We already have. We're a little bit overweight in our portfolio on that one, so we are. We just skipped that entirely.
Now there's a rebalancer.
There are 246 people on this space. Everyone realize that, right? And nothing advice. You guys changing strategies on somebody. You know, somebody's dropping something. You realize that?
Yeah. Somebody in this space is buying Dogecoin for damn sure.
I mean, I'm gonna buy some.
I'm getting DM'd left some. And right, Seffy.
I saw his face and I had to jump in.
It's gonna be a rocket.
Can we put some respect on has more use case than Cardano and XRP put together?
You know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we?
I will nominate everyone for Oscar this year. So please watch your this or DMs.
Wouldn't it be
for playing your character?
Wouldn't it be really funny if like whenever we're done, like some of the builders building some of their like their core functionality on their apps, that they just like went and like quickly built some functionality on like Doge and made it like more valuable than like XRP and Cardano.
bro, it could happen, dude. Like
we could do it in like a month.
I'm pretty sure they're working on it. Okay, stop like making fun of it.
They're working on it.
How much amlodipine and methylphenidate do you think Snappy took today?
It's Elon's group that's working on it, man.
Yeah, they're studying.
They are vertically logarithmic stable coins. They've become horizontal now.
So I'm dumping all my Luna for Doge. Was that my understanding?
Not all of it, like 10%.
Yeah.
10%.
Well, we did that this morning to pump Doge. So if you'll check Doge price, that little wick was us pumping it as a group, I think.
The cat coin that pumped too.
Yeah, go backwards. You'll see like a little, there'll be a green, there's a green candle on the Doge chart. Soon as like we change the title, it's like on the 15 second chart. Look at it very carefully. There's this little candle, and that was us. Like the moment we started talking about it, for sure.
I only work
so
off
we
of
got
the,
this little like Doge pump group charts. Going because like, yeah, there's not that many Doge coins. It's like supply limited. So if we all just buy like one Doge, like we could all
no that was limited. There's more now. No, there's more now. More now.
You can't buy more one Doge. You're not. They won't allow you to buy one Doge. You can only buy like 10 million at a time.
With population growth, that's actually important.
And then you get taxed one Doge on the transaction.
If you think about it, with the growth of the population, we need more coins to like have enough for everyone. So their use case is like an exponential growth thing.
I know you said we can use it for AMC. Can we use it to buy weed?
Not yet.
Bro, the end of that, Seffy?
Bro, Doge is up like 3.9% in the last 24 hours. You can buy it you can buy anything you want with it, dude.
It's extremely stable. It's actually it's a good hold because it doesn't move much.
Is it a stable coin? I think it's a stable coin.
Yeah. It's a stable dog.
Stable dog.
So,
I just bought USDT, okay? I just bought USDT.
To $5, I saw
that. Near, I sold the near for USDT, and I think I'm going to hold till it goes to $5 now, okay?
Me too,
that's
Marty.
That's precisely what the pin tweet would lead you to believe, Marty.
Hey, Steffi, can you bring Big T once on the speaker part? Because we met a real Mr. Stable today in his best in the morning.
You know they're launching a Doge rocket.
See if he's available.
You met who, Mandis? Who this morning?
Mr. Stable. He was saying there is nothing stable. Not BTC, not Ethereum, not Luna. Nothing stable.
I thought
you should not invest in crypto.
That's why you can't use it.
Big T must be laughing right now.
Well, this morning I got to hear the argument that Phantom's better than Luna. So that was fun.
Oh, I've been arguing that one for a long time. Let's go.
Well, Dustin has his hand up. Like, somebody here is polite, so we will let Dustin speak next.
I don't want to break up the troll fest because this is pretty awesome. But no, I was actually wondering what you guys' thoughts are on like why like Coinbase and Binance.us, not Binance, and like Gemini and stuff aren't like native Luna UST yet, you know? So I'm just guessing it has something to do with like they want to do their own stable thing, and that's why they're not doing it, or I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Jeez, this is such a downer conversation.
I want to talk about dogs.
I miss seafood.
Well, we lack sufficient meme power in the Terra ecosystem. Duh. Like every other dog coin is on Coinbase. And it's native if you have that, right? So they clearly show a greater level of respect. But no, in reality... Coinbase Ventures was actually an initial seed funder of Terra. So I'm pretty sure the native version's coming. It's just way easier for them to implement the Ethereum version quickly, and they haven't gotten around to it yet, probably. That's my guess.
I think it's because our meme token is a cat, and it's actually very, very functional as a cat.
Wait.
Cat tokens are the new dog tokens.
What if we get Dog Kwan to buy a dog and call it Hebe?
Oh, we already have Doge Kwan B7 or something, right?
God.
Stable Doge Kwan.
I think Shiba can hit a dollar. I mean, its market cap would be 549 trillion if it does. And it's only like 200 times bigger than Apple. That's totally.
I was thinking about this, though. You know, like the Terra NFT community has a lot of like artists and stuff. Shouldn't they be making more like neat memes? Am I wrong about this?
No, they should.
They should do a lot of things.
I mean, do you remember like 2017 like BTC Lambo memes, for example?
Those are still getting churned out.
They're still
yeah. They're still being used, I would say, but that, like
I told you, I only use protocols with Lambo calculators. I told you this, CeFi. I only use protocols with Lambo calculators.
I've used one. I made money.
Snowbank.
I'm just saying, like we have a lot of artists and stuff. There are not enough memes going out. Well, PB is right there, like laughing. PB, get your shit together. Make more memes, dude. Like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, we have a group of like the top artists in the ecosystem. We can just tell them if they're not busy to like kick it into gear.
Like hashtag Doge, or how do we talk to them?
You guys realize no one gives a shit until the price goes up, right? And when it goes up, everyone's paying attention. And now everyone's paying attention. There are no goddamn memes. That's all I'm saying.
I just got a tip in my DM. It says we should be looking at baby Doge. Apparently, we can make a lot of money off of that. So I'm pulling up the tokenomics right now. We might be going down the wrong path here, Seffi.
Tokenomics.
You're pulling up
some real analytics. We're going to check out the tokenomics of baby Doge.
It's probably identical to every other BSC coin, which I assume all BSC coins have the same exact tokenomics.
Like baby teen?
No, this one's good. This one's good. It has a circulating supply of 160 quadrillion and a total supply of 420 quadrillion.
You're talking about baby teams.
I think we can
Are we talking about? Are we talking about a coin or all the molecules in the universe? Like, what do you
think? That's the use case. Like, there's one for every molecule.
You sound like the Discovery Channel here. What are we talking about?
It's complicated.
Just you'll make money.
Alien coin or something.
Look, you'll make money.
I can link it to you later. I'm out walking.
Listen, Neil deGrasse Tyson, we're not measuring the distance between stars here. We're trying to just buy a dog coin, man.
We're trying to get to the moon, okay? We haven't done this yet.
One dog at a time.
Nah, the Doge, Sheba, Ada, and what's the other shit coin? XRP, Nebula Cluster, I'm looking really forward to.
Wait, so buy them?
I'm going to make a proposal for a Nebula Cluster. It sounds like fucking automatic rich if you own all four of them.
Yeah, what's the guy's name from Stater?
Danny, speaking of, you know what you can call, this is like low hanging fruit, but you know what you're going to call that Nebula Cluster?
What should I call it?
Are you guys going to put one on Stater Labs? That'd be sweet. A little cluster of these.
I was gonna say kiwis.
It's in Gov already. Go vote.
David has his hand up. He like hopefully has something really, really funny to say.
Hello guys. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm very thankful for this space because I was thinking the same like Sefi. I wanted to sell my Luna because on Twitter I can only see polls that says that in like 10 years except Ethereum, for example, which coin will be taking over the world, and I can't see any Luna because everyone was are talking about ADA or XRP or even Doge or SafeMoon. So yeah, we need to sell Luna right now because in every poll we don't see any Luna.
See, I was afraid of this. Somebody will change the strategy. Sefi, so you see this? Somebody changed the strategy. See?
Yeah, you should have already.
Wasn't that the whole idea?
It's called front running. Okay, we already did this.
Now the prices will drop.
We sold already, didn't we? I thought we sold already.
Don't be like exit liquidity.
Well, I heard it's the like the coin of the people.
And for them.
Anyway, it is kind of weird though. I'm still trying to figure out how to like have the Doge Sheeb crowd, like how do you get them to buy something useful? Is that like a thing, or should we just give up on that concept? Like
I really feel like they're gonna have to learn the hard way with the way I see the Doge and Sheeb people.
Here's the reason. You won't get them because when they buy one at 100, they have one. They don't understand that they think that having a million, they're going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
If it gets to a penny, dude.
Adam being the first one on Coinbase alphabetical order, I think has a big part to do with the buying pressure that happens on Ada specifically.
Wait, is it pronounced Ada?
That's the first time I've
heard it. It's Ada shit.
I could care less what it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Danny, don't be rude, okay? Like if you're gonna pronounce it, just like figure it out.
Yes. Like someone asked you politely what your how to pronounce your name, I will politely ask, is it Ada or Ada?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's all you
So which is it?
You can offend somebody, you know, by saying wrong token name. You can bring it down.
I can't propose a clusterfuck and not know how to pronounce what I'm putting in the cluster.
You guys need to put some respect on Charles' name, okay? No respect.
Hey, I have a picture that puts some respect on his face, but you guys probably haven't seen it.
I was going to ask a question. Is Safe Moon safe? And is it going to take me to the moon?
It depends on whether people trade it.
You might have missed the earlier conversation, but my $1,200 worth of Safe Moon.
So it's not safe.
Where I had 116 million coins. Now I have 126 million coins. And so therefore I am like rich Safe Moon.
So you're accumulating is what you're saying.
When $1.
Well, it's accumulating for me. Like I don't have to touch it. It just keeps going up. Okay.
How many zeros? How many zeros there?
It's dipped so much that you can like 64x your normal entry buy from the top. You know.
No, this is true.
A martingale.
But would you go with version 3 or version 1?
I didn't even know there was a version
version 2 or 3
until this conversation.
That's a valid contract. That's a
really good question.
So if you go to version 3, do you lose 150%?
I don't know, but I want to log on to version 2.
I heard that you lose a ton of tokens by going from version 2 to version 3.
There's a new token, though, is the thing. So like you're going to get it from the other token on the network.
Oh, the one that hasn't released yet?
Yeah. Well, it releases once they burn the one that you're holding entirely. So,
hey, Sefi, there is a chart from Cosmos ecosystem joined this space.
Wait, there's a what?
Chad from Cosmos ecosystem. Uh-huh. He just joined this space. He's here.
Is he gonna help us?
And he probably thinks we're gonna keep morons at this point.
Do we need to do anything?
What the hell is going on?
I've gotten Steffi. Thank you, Steffi. I now have 15 DMs about different altcoins that I'm supposed to look at. So appreciate it.
Help them.
Oh yeah. Well, you're doing videos on all of them. So
apparently, I'm going to be creating.
They need you
videos. I'm not sure. I'm going to do the cum coin tonight. I'm going to start with that one,
and then we're
going to back sperm. The back sperm one is
no help.
PB, you chime in. Like, what's your take on this situation?
My take is this space recording is going to be such a meme gold mine. It's fantastic, bro. I'm going to have a lot of fun with this.
We did this entire space.
We're pumping out content, right now.
Yeah.
Steffi, don't sell this space recording to anybody.
We need to send this to the LFG Film Guild because I'm pretty sure this is now part of the official culture of Terra.
Oh yes,
I mean, Karis was just in here. He's on LFG. Maybe he wants it.
Okay, governance proposal it is. Hold on.
How you can rope in all the Safe Mooners and the Dogecoiners and stuff. I think you have to like trick them a little bit. Show them your wallet. Show them how you have like 160 million, kind of like, you know, you own most of the Safe Moon. You rope them in, trick them. And then what you do is you start talking about UST and Luna, and they won't even realize that there's some utility in front of them.
And then you show them the TikToks window.
Or something. Yeah.
Sefi, where's the DAO where we can sign? Pass the proposal for LFG.
Well, you have to first buy the NFT.
I knew it.
I have it on my bed. And what else?
Then, well, I don't know. Like, I don't know how this shit works. You're the NFT expert. Jesus Christ, you built
it. Hard to pitch it after that one, huh?
Okay, I generated that barcode. I'll send it to you, and you can put it on your Twitter profile and have everybody scan it. Sounds good.
Oh, people can just like scan my profile and buy your NFTs?
like they did in the stadium, yeah. The Coinbase ad.
It's like a fax machine.
It's like a fax machine.
And every fax burns SafeMoon.
Wouldn't like an internet link do fine?
Yeah, it's old school.
All right, fine. Seven, what's up?
Hey guys, I want to say big thanks to everyone for the information. I was just wondering, so everyone is talking about Doge and SafeMoon and Shiba, and I was just wondering, okay, is it okay if I take out some of my profit from the Near and then I have some Luna 2 and I move that into Wonderland, because I'm seeing this really like ridiculous APY on there. So I've been looking at the staking and everything, and I'm just like trying to become like a degen. So I don't know what you.
Yeah, there's something called time, I think.
If there's less than 15 zeros in your yield projection, you don't want it.
Wait,
how many you said? 15 or 16?
Are we moving on to 15. Wonderland now?
And a Lambo calculator.
You should.
15 zeros and a Lambo calculator.
Oh, right, can we talk about DAOs? Yes, let's do it. I've been waiting.
We'll travel around the world.
So are we doing this? Are we moving on to Wonderland now?
I actually know about a lot of DAOs. I made some money in a couple of them.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So the last AMA I was on with the Wonderland people, something's beeping. The last time I was on with Wonderland folks, there was some discussion about a really big like party, sort of like they're going to throw like a rave with like entertainers and all of that. Have you guys like heard of this playing out finally, or like what happened there?
Yeah. The Luna Fest.
I heard there was a fight.
The money got stolen, so there's no party.
Again,
and there were fights.
Wait,
Steffi, can I tell you the DAOs not to invest in? Let me just tell you the ones I got in.
You're saying there's no rave?
No rave. Listen,
Goggle Galaxy. That's not how it works.
Listen to this: Goggle Galaxy fail, Midas DAO fail, Penguin Finance okay, Vortex DAO fail, Metaverse DAO fail, Ring Finance fail, Geom down. Donkey, it's okay, not doing bad. Wonderland fail.
Wait, did you just say donkey?
Yeah, donkey.
Donkey DAO?
Don Desky. Don Desky.
Pretty much got rug / lost, like, I don't know, all my money. It's all good.
Hey, I checked out the Harmony DAOs and they're really profitable, so like check those out.
But I thought
Harmony was just DeFi Kingdom. Isn't Harmony DeFi Kingdom the same thing?
No, there are all sorts of other things on there to make you money. I made
Lucky
a lot.
Really has to. Lucky has to really expand on this. We just can't leave it at that. Clearly, there's some like serious like experience and data collecting that's gone right there. Like I mean, you just tell us what went down.
I mean, explain. The Lambo calculator is what gets me.
The Lambo calculator. I
jump on these things and I'm like, okay, if I buy two of these and I hold it for like 50 days, I'm gonna have a Lambo. So I'm like, okay, but if I buy like 2x it, then it's only 25 days. But I never have gotten to the Lambo yet. I don't know what's
going on. That's because there's a secondary element in the calculation that says based on like what the projected value of it is. So it'll have it at like $10,000 over the course of like a few months or something. And that's the calculation.
I just feel like,
Trevor, blah, 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 when Lambo.
Yeah, I feel like they're just misleading
exactly.
me as an investor.
I'm supposed to have a bunch, but I found out what's going on is you're actually signing a contract to rent. You're signing to rent the Lambo when you enter the DAO.
Lambo? Which DAO? Lambo DAO or Lambo DAO?
There are a bunch of them. Lambda DAO.
There's no Lambo DAO. We're just kidding. Wait, are we? Is there a Lambo DAO?
I don't know. Probably, I could show you the Lambo calculator.
I wouldn't mind building a Lambo DAO.
I'll find the Lambo calculator. I'll show you. In a
it's on
Snowden. I was searching for Lambo.
There's one called ODAO. That one has a nice Lambo calculator at the bottom.
Mandy, you're going robot again on us.
You just muted all of us.
Did I?
No, he didn't.
The mirror. Okay.
Well, so the Lambo calculator idea, I think the question is, do you attach it to like a button that makes you buy Luna, or
if Stater would add a Lambo calculator, I'm telling you, people would just come in like like it would just be like nonstop buying.
So what they do is they call it 3-3. It's called 3-3, and you hold it, and it's called 3-3.
No, no, it's sell Luna, not buy Luna, CP.
Where's the server at?
It will buy
L Dodge XRP ADA.
Yes, L Luna, Lambo Luna. Let's do it.
Lucky, you should go on Delphine's Twitter the Lambo post Luna and tell him you want a Lambo calculator for the ecospace.
I will still do that on the next AMA. Seth, you got to let me up when you talk to him. I'm going to come up as a serious question.
So this is like, we need to like have Delphi Digital work on the tokenomics of this. There's got to be like NFTs. There's got to be an L in the word L Luna. Wait, there's already a L in Luna. That's going to look really weird. It should work. Like, does it auto compound or like, what's its deal? Like, but
it rebases. You know how many remember? It rebases.
So like, so in other words, it goes from like the really high-end Lambo to the really, really high-end Lambo if you wait like a year or something.
Yeah. It's 90 days epoch times and then rebase every 90 days and then 80 days and 70 days, so forth, and comes down to 1 day. And then
are you kidding me, Mandips? I was doing it every 6 hours on one of these DAOs. Like every 6 hours I set a timer. I was waking up in the middle of the night just to rebase because I was getting my Lambo.
Wait, Lucky, what in the hell are you talking about? What do you mean waking up this anymore? Lucky actually did this. We're like all joking. Lucky did this shit. That's the funny
one. Yeah, no, I actually did this. Every 6 hours it would rebase and I'd have to go in and like resubmit my funds to build. So I would set my alarm every 6 hours and just like resubmit because I was getting to my Lambo. Like I was seriously getting there. And then like the money was just
You didn't think any of that was
I just sent you a tweet. You should peep that thing.
What did you say, Sassy?
I was saying you didn't think any of that was suspicious. It didn't seem like off-putting to you?
No, it's a Lambo calculator, Steffi. Once you do it, you'll become a believer. You just have to go run it one time and you'll understand.
Yeah, you need to actually. I don't know how to pin tweets, Steffi. I sent you a tweet, Steffi. You should pin it because I don't really know how, but I just sent you a tweet.
Dude, I don't know how to pin a tweet. What do I look like? Some kind of like DJ or something? Dude, like somebody let me put Lucky on here. He can figure out a pin it. I have no idea.
We all
finished, man. I got a call from John Wick. Apparently we've been talking about dogs. He's coming after all of us.
Wait. John Wick, the dude with all the guns and stuff?
Yes.
And the dead dog.
Jesus. All right.
Wow. Well,
I guess we're going to change the topic.
I submitted this space to Luna Film Guide, Film Guild or whatever. I just submitted, like, please make this as a first repo in your ecosystem of Terra.
You didn't just do that, did you?
I'm sure Terra Space.
All right. Well, there goes our opportunity to, interview Doe for the, magical movie that we're going to make. See, like, you just wrecked our careers. Good job. We were all, like, getting tickets to, like, South Korea or where the fuck he is to go and, like, talk to him. And, like, now that's all wrecked. So that's not working. Anyway. Oh, well.
I think there's a better way to circle back to dogs than to talk about a dead dog, whoever said that.
Punch you with my gun.
I need to get some XRP ADA, ADA, doggy, dodgy, and whatnot. So I'm dropping out, guys. I can't take this anymore. I have to sell my Luna first.
This is just like in Jurassic Park when they killed that dog and ruined that freaking movie.
Yeah.
You guys are kidding me.
Phil, that's very specific. That's very specific, Phil.
You guys just sucked the fun out of everything like a bunch of dementors.
I didn't make
it. Yeah, let's move on from that shit.
I did not make the movie.
Oh, thanks, guys. Now I'm getting DAOs that rebase on a faster pace than 6 hours.
Where the previous... sorry to interrupt there.
I don't even know what
I linked you one of the best.
What did you say, Steffi?
I don't even know what a rebasing DAO is. You're going to have to explain this, like, for
just
sure
think,
in a
just
video.
Think, just think
a
like
lengthy
this.
Video.
Just think like this. More money. Like, that's all I think about. It's just more money. That's all it is.
You have to work
more. How much Doge can I buy?
So let's ask the gang here, because like we've been really committed to this idea of nodes as a service. Everyone is coming to us about doing nodes as a service. I've heard of one called Strong, and I've heard of some different ones. Like, what do you think, Lucky? Like, there's got to be a good pyramid scheme in there somewhere. I'm pretty sure we can make a buck. Maybe not a Lambo, maybe not, but not. I don't know about your rebasing DAOs, but I'm pretty sure, like, this sounds good to me.
I like it. No, I like it. We could make, like, there's the one where you make an army. Like, you buy, like, little soldiers, and then you buy enough soldiers, you make an army. So we could do, like, a Luna army or something. We could get there. I could see this working. And then the Luna army goes out and buys, like, Doge and Baby Doge and like XRP, and like every soldier has like different little coins, and they come back and they bring whatever yield they make, which is probably nothing.
Lucky, I have no idea what you're talking about. What army? What soldiers?
Yeah. What happened?
What is going on here?
The talk seems to be. Sorry to interrupt. The talk seems to be very serious. Were you guys educating people too well, and you got a message saying? Too many educated people are making money off Luna. Can we just dumb it down a bit by any chance?
You are cracking me up.
<A little tough. laughs>
We can't even say this.
I can't keep a straight face.
I know,
that.
I can't tell if that was sarcasm or not.
I can't either. Trevor, tell me you're joking, right?
Am I?
Trevor's designing a dApp to front run the like Doge Shiba crowd as we speak. And the way it's gonna work is like let's say you buy tickets at the Washington National Stadium. That UST goes directly to buying Dogecoin Shiba to buy AMC tickets later for all of us to go watch Top Gun 2. You can make a dApp for almost anything, okay?
Yeah, and Seffy's doing our tokenomics. So
Top Gun was actually the first VHS tape I owned. Fun fact.
Dang.
That's a pretty cool VHS to be your first one, to be honest. I think I had like Bambi. That messed me up.
Yeah, because you can make a dApp for pretty much anything. Susanna, before she died, was actually planning a dApp for like funding estrogen shots for all of us to make sure that the Terra community was 50-50 female male. So this was like a problem, apparently. Some of us here are going to have to take these. Yeah. For better or worse, she's dead.
Isn't she backpacking across Europe?
I thought she came back. She came back to life at some point.
Yeah, it was just a normal death, I think.
Yeah,
there was like a witch doctor involved. They sacrificed something.
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about the
loudspeaker? And my family are here. It's just, I'm getting strange.
I don't know, but I... Everyone coming on now is like, what are they going on about? Like, who is...
Is it possible some of us at the top here are quickly losing credibility?
Who's taking estrogen shots here right now?
Raise your hand.
I can't figure out how.
So brave.
I'm still hung up on the fact that PB has the 100 emoji and we're all stuck with these butch ass emojis.
Yeah, how come some people get like the other emojis and we get...
Yeah,
what are you not telling us?
Apparently, they replaced the 100 with the heart, like on some update, and some people haven't updated.
The hearts are different colors. Mine's purple, and I'm scared.
If you hold it, you can change the color. Yeah.
Just hold it down. Hold the heart down.
Thanks,
purple, and I'm scared.
Yeah, the 100 emoji is just for the ADA holders that think you can go to 100 ADA, right?
Oh, so you're saying like it's how much? Oh, PB has it. He has 100 right now. See, look, he's just flaunting it now, because like he's got it. We don't. Like I just have this like, I have this blue heart because it goes with like the color of my little like profile pic, right?
Oh, I get it.
I went blue on
mine.
Yeah, you like, and you know, like even the skin tones of the various like hands on this emoji thing, I make the same as the little vault boy picture on my picture, if you noticed, like, for example, see that? It's pretty close.
Did you say little vault boy?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, you got to role play this. except for, like, this happy face is, like, a little too yellow. It's a little weird. For some reason, you can't change the race of the happy face. It's kind
of
racist,
a little
happy
bit
face.
Of an identity crisis
or
issue.
Something.
I'm reading up on Soldier Nose right now.
Does Little Vault Boy live in the Safe Moon Windmill?
No. Safe Moon Windmill actually powers the Vault Boy vault. Yeah, now you're going off in Never Never Land. Like, nobody knows what
it's too complicated.
About.
I'm out. Like, I'm out.
Yeah, like... People were like trying to like they were getting there, but now it's like you're talking about windmills again. This is like an hour ago discussion. Okay,
this
was
about
this was about like Safe Moon building Gambian nanotech coated windmills to power cell phone networks. I kid you not. If you go to the Safe Moon community, quote unquote, that's what they talk about. Okay.
Kind of scary stuff,
so
right?
It's a fascinating experience. If you have not been, what's that? Yeah, if you haven't gone to a Safe Moon community event, you have not lived.
It's
this
really
is the first, this is the first Zephy session that's gone in the negative with people. You're doing a great job, Zephy.
We're doing a great job, Zephy.
Were mushrooms, are mushrooms free to take in America?
No, they grow out right in the wild here, dude. Like, yeah, they're
drug
free.
Dealer.
No one's gonna stop you.
Nobody
from
picks
them
out,
just like most things in life.
If you pick them, you can die. So don't.
The magic ones are good though.
Yeah, identifying which ones are magic or not is the key. Otherwise, like you know, Lucky or Danny here, you're gonna have permanent brain damage. So don't. Like just go picking stuff in the wild, okay? Like this is not how this works. There's like a book that you have to like look up the right ones, all right?
This is a true story. When I was punk rock in high school, my punk rock friend, who's smarter than me, ate like some off a tree, and he just like disappeared for a couple days, and he was like never quite right.
By the way, whoever is present right now, they are all automatically entered into the Oscar DAO for their performance today.
Wait, there's an Oscar DAO?
Yes.
Hey, Sephi, I sent you a DM or an IM or whatever.
Oh God, do I want to open this or?
No. Yeah, you
don't
do.
Click the link.
It's related
don't
to
click the
DAO.
Link.
No, it's a screenshot. I'm not a douche.
Okay, let's see. Hold on. What is this game you're playing here? Let's see.
All right. The OneDAO.finance, the current APY is 4 million percent. And
how many zeros is that?
What's that?
Not enough zeros.
It's OneDAO.finance. I mean, there's no Lambo calculator here, but
actually, if you scroll down, it literally says the amount of Lambos. Just scroll down.
Is this alpha or?
This is alpha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's the
pure alpha.
It says if I put a dollar in this, my potential return, potential, mind you, this is not financial advice, is $4,000.19. It sounds pretty powerful. Like
how many rebases?
Well, one of my children needs to go to college. This is this place you get an education, and they're pretty expensive. So this sounds like a good tool for me. Am I wrong? Like, if Phil sent this to me, clearly, Mushroom Boy over here, it probably constitutes life changing advice.
Hey, Mushroom Boy, you live in Oregon, okay? I'm in California.
Oh, sorry.
How dare you?
Really?
They don't grow around here.
Instead of having an emoji that's just laughing, crying, we have to have one that's like crying. Like, you know.
PB, what's that on Twitter?
I mean, the APR sounds interesting, but do they have a Dogecoin? Because otherwise, I'm not investing, you know.
What was the APY?
4 million.
Like 4 million. Pretty sure the dog coin doesn't matter if there's a dog involved. It's 4 million APY, dude. Lucky's already looking this up just so he can wake up all night long rebasing this thing or whatever the fuck that means.
It used to be like 2 billion or two quadrillion APY or something.
That's pretty good. I understand now why they didn't add a Lambo calculator.
Exactly.
Well, because on my coindex.com, the highest APY I could find is 655,000. So I'm curious where you're getting this 4 million at.
What was the name again?
Wait. Coindex?
Here we go. Here we go again.
So we need to like pin that tweet? What's going on?
No.
We should probably pin it.
No.
How do you spell that?
Coindix.com.
Selling Luna right now.
PB is Luna as we speak, to go to coindex.com, the famous dex of the I don't know what it's famous for, like, but let's go get on there real quick. Hold on a second. I need to get on here.
And if you buy that coin, really... you will be able to have the 100 emoji on Twitter spaces.
I mean, I can get some good returns on this stuff though. I think we're doing it wrong. I really do think we're doing it wrong.
Oh, this has like legit stuff on it, dude.
I know, but filter
the first thing pops up is
filter on APY
UST on Anchor 19.54%.
The filter on APY, you can see 655,000 if we go by Phantom and Pay. Like, that's huge.
Oh, okay.
You see that with the total value locked?
I have no idea. TVL of. Hold on.
I'm surprised there's none of those hex lunatics coming up here now as well to join us.
Oh, no, please.
What the hell is a hex lunatic?
No, please. Let's not go through.
Oh, no, that. A hex, not a hex, like.
A hexagon.
Just
they like to be called hexagons.
A hexagon that's mentally unstable, literally.
And to be honest, that term sounds racist. I know it's not, but it does.
That's basically all of them, dude. Like, what? have you ever discussed the hex with anybody? You'll see what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. It's like Lucky has war stories. I think I lost my temper last time, Lucky. What do you think?
Oh, it was. I love seeing animated. I mean,
Lucky disappeared, but he has all the hex stories.
Oh, can you hear me or no?
What's that?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I said, I died.
Oh no, you're there. Yeah, would tell us.
I died when you got animated, especially after the guy said he locked up his hex for 15 years of staking. Like, that was the best. I was like, 15 years, you're locking up.
How much arch dropped at that 15 years? Yeah, if you lock up your hex for 15 years, guys, like, it's pretty much instantaneous Lambo.
Does Warren Buffett know about this?
Later.
Oh, did you guys find anything?
I'm pretty sure isn't that how he made all his billions?
It sounds like value investing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You're right.
I think you cut out there a bit, dude.
Value investing.
Well, the funny thing is, we're worried about people cutting out here because, like, serious alpha could be lost in the misconstrued robotic language of Twitter. Right, so like we'll make sure you repeat whatever you said just in case.
It could have to
Lucky's taking notes and he can't hear you.
Cat coins.
What? Cat coins?
Oh, Mia. I was talking about this earlier. Why not Mia? It's like a 300,000 market cap, but it does something.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Have you checked out the staking yield? Because it's a lot.
Is it a million percent?
I don't know why people don't use it, but it doesn't have 15 zeros, so I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, it's pretty stable.
Wait, are we moving on to like useful things now? Is that what's going on here?
Nah.
Okay, all right. I was gonna say.
Yeah, let's not. I almost steered us there. Let's not.
He almost went to something, possibly, with a point.
Amir's coming up, and his profile is here to soak up knowledge. So, what's up, Amir?
Say again,
Amir, who just came up? Can you hear me?
I can.
He's busy soaking up knowledge, dude. Relax.
They need an AFK button for Twitter. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, seriously, so badly.
Yeah, like,
my bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's like. Yeah, we exactly. Can now. Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
No, I was asking, is Coindex, is that like a liquidity pool?
Oh, Coindex? It's it's a site that shows you all the places that you can put your money at to get liquidity, like to go to liquidity pools or farming or whatever.
Okay, so it's not like is it a passive income as well?
Yeah, you can get to places to do that. So like Terra Luna's on there, obviously. So you'll see anchors on there at the 19.5%.
So I heard it's stable yield too.
Stable yield. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you use the site, you can get to the protocols. The protocol column tells you where to go. So like it tells you Polygon or Sushi or QuickSwap or SATA Swap. I don't know. Wherever it's telling you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was part one of a two-part CeFi Luna fun time educational space recorded on Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent each time anyone listens to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist. They can't even say they're making pennies per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music. Spaces.